We just ask God to bless us. And we have been studying. I just want to talk to you tonight. And because we've been studying and we are in tape number, 12, 13, 13, about the, we're talking about predestination, but I'm coming from another way, a different way that I'm showing you tonight. And I just want to spend a little time here and continue because we're having a good time in the Word of God. And, I'm so used to my glasses that I keep forgetting that, and I keep touching my face. I don't know, here I am without glasses, and it's strange. It's very, very strange, and it's confusing. I'm trying to touch my face and look around for my glasses. It happened to me all day. But I want to just quickly, because along what we are saying about the Gentiles, do you like the messages? Do you really like the messages? Are you following about the Gentiles and the times of the times of the Gentiles? We want to talk a bit about that, right? Tonight, spend a little time here and then talk about it. The times of the Gentiles. Praise God. We're getting started. We look into the Word of God. And I want you to follow the Bible. Look in the Bible. And because I only teach from the Bible. That's all I do. I teach the Bible. I don't talk or tell stories. And I will explain world events because it's also in the Bible. Natural events, it's in the Bible. You're supposed to know, and you don't want to be Matthew 25 about the foolish virgins. Remember those foolish virgins? There were five wise virgins, and there were five foolish virgins. Five were wise and five was foolish. Well, they were foolish, not naturally. Did they? They were smart. Yeah. Smart people like you. But towards God, they were foolish. Towards the Bible, they didn't understand. They didn't understand. You can. There's nothing wrong with knowledge. There's nothing wrong with education. But that should not be first in your life. The natural things should not be first in your life. Amen? Amen. If that's first in your life, then there's something wrong with you. So in the 25th chapter of the book of Matthew, there are five wise virgins and five foolish virgins. The difference was that five had oil and extra oil. That's the knowledge of God, the understanding of God. But the other five, they did not have the knowledge. They didn't know what was going on. So their lamps went dry, the light went out. They did not have the light of the knowledge of the glory of God that's revealed in the face of Jesus Christ. Now, we're dealing with the Gentiles, but Jesus Christ came as a light to lighten the Gentiles. Let me just, because You see, if you don't understand, if you just pick a verse here, a verse there in the Bible, you don't understand. You don't understand the establishment of the kingdom, the order of God. You do not understand what is ahead of us, the reign of Christ, the judgment that's coming upon the earth. You don't understand. And many churches today, they're not preparing us. They're not preparing us for the second advent of Jesus Christ. They're not preparing us for that. They're not doing it. So we need to know. We need to understand. And there are times when we just have to sit and study. You cannot always rush. Mm-hmm. You have to sit, be still. It takes time to explain line upon line, precepts upon precepts. And the Word of God is not the easiest book to understand. See? And my people are destroyed. For what? For lack of knowledge. They're destroyed. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. They did not have the knowledge of God. That means they were not taught. They were not taught. They did not have the knowledge of God. They were not taught. So they don't follow. Do you know that God doesn't do anything unless it's in the Bible, unless he reveals it to the servant, his servants, the prophets? But the reason why we don't know is because a lot of us, we're not, in this age, we're not close to God. Our minds are not on God. You will admit and be fair that many of us, we are not thinking about God. Many people can go all day without even say Jesus. They're not thinking about the Lord. We're studying about the Gentiles. But that's not something new. That was prophesied in the Word of God. In Luke, let's turn to Luke, the first chapter. We're going to look Luke for chapter 1 and Luke chapter 2, if you will just help me there. And let's get these scriptures here together, because the time is going. And let's just settle down to the Word of God right here in Luke, the first chapter. In the first chapter of the book of Luke, you know the lesson there with when Mary, where do I want, in Luke, what verse where it was promised to the Gentiles, what verse? 30. Okay, well, in the first chapter, it's Jesus would be born, and he would be a light to lighten the Gentiles, the people that sat in darkness would see a great light. 79. Yes, I know it's way down there. Let me go to 67, Luke chapter 1. We need to just hook these scriptures in, because we've had a lot of scriptures. And start hooking these scriptures in. And let's read in verse 67, Luke chapter 1. And his father, he's talking about John. Zechariah was filled with the Holy Ghost and prophesied, saying, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people, and hath raised up an horn." The word horn is power, our king to be. Horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. As he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets. See, you see how the scripture send you to the prophets? As he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world. Notice. This powerful. Which have been since the world began. How long ago was that? When was that? He spoke. Do you see how far back God has been working there? Before he spoke, before the world began, that we should be saved. Come on. That we should be saved from our enemies. Do you know any enemies? I know that the Bible said the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Would you say Satan is an enemy? It says that as he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began. On the line that. That we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us. To perform the mercies promised to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he swore to our father Abraham, that he would grant unto us that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear. In holiness. See, how do you serve him? In holiness. On the line, mark that. In holiness. In righteousness. Before him. All the days of our life. In this life and the life to come. Do you see the purpose of God? Now, and thou, child, shall be called the prophet of the highest. That's the highest God. For thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare the way, or his way. To give knowledge. We were talking about knowledge. Were we talking about you have to have knowledge? You put away the Bible and say it's not important. Oh, it's only church. Church is the most educated place. A child of God should be, you remember Daniel and his friends? They were 10 times smarter, wiser than the rest of the Babylonian students. And thou, child, shall be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his way, to give. Here's how you prepare his way. Jesus is coming, right? How do, go ye out to meet him. Here was how the wise virgin prepared. How? With oil of knowledge. How do you prepare? Grow in grace and in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And it says that to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins. Some of us think, well, I have my sins forgiven. I don't have to know nothing else. He said to give the not by the remission of their sins through the tender mercies of our Lord, whereby that day spring from on high had visited us. See, the day spring, the morning star, the rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley, the beginning and the ending, Alpha, the Omega. That's Jesus Christ. To give, here's what he did. To give light to them that sat in darkness. No. You think sitting in darkness means you turn off the lights in here and you sit down? No. The sun is shining on you, walking around. But you don't have the knowledge. The darkness is in our mind. We don't have the light. Okay, in our minds. The light has to shine in darkness. That's the light of the knowledge of the glory of God that's revealed in the face of Jesus Christ. Has to shine, and the light shine in darkness. So Christ came to give light to them that sit in darkness. They sit there. They couldn't move. They couldn't get out. Okay? Because they didn't know the way. That sit in darkness and in the shadow of death to guide our feet into the way of peace. And the child grew and walked strong in spirit and was in the desert till the day of his showing unto Israel. Now go to chapter 2. There's another connecting scripture in chapter 2. Let me start at where do I start? For verse 27? I want to give you a little bit of reading in there. Verse 25. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. Praise the Lord. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Spirit or Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord Christ. Wow. That's awesome, isn't it? And he came by the Spirit. Mary and Joseph took Jesus. Nobody told Simeon that Jesus was coming. It was the Holy Spirit did. And he came by the Spirit, notice, into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the customs of the law, then took he him up in his arm, the little baby, and blessed God and said, Lord, Lord. Remember, God had made him a promise. You know the story. Now he's saying, Lord, lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen. What was he looking at? What was he looking at? Jesus. The salvation. Mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people. That's include you. That's how the Gentiles came in. We didn't come in under the law. We came through the salvation that God prepared through Jesus Christ, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people. A light, shout somebody. Look. A light to lighten the Gentiles. Are you Gentiles shouting? That's why you're here tonight. A light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary, his mother, behold, this child is set for, underline this, for the fall and rising again of many in Israel. Because to some, he would be a stumbling stone and a rock of offense. But Paul explained this, that the fall of the Jews was the rising of the Gentiles in Romans. We'll get there later. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary, his mother, behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. And then look at this lady here. Look at this lady, Hannah. You have to pay attention to it. I'm trying to let you get it. Here was a lady now. Her husband had died. Or something. She lost her husband. She was just a young girl. Mary Young. And she was, let's let the scripture speak. And there was one Hannah, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age and believed with and lived with an husband only 7 years. From her virginity, 7 years. So maybe she, say he died, she was married at 20, 27 or whatever. I don't know, I'm just guessing. And she was a widow of about 84 years. That's what, 84 years? 84 years. These are important, sisters and brothers. Look at this. What everything is written is for our learning. Look at this woman there. 84 years. How long she was in church? 7 years after her husband, lived with her husband. And then she decided, I'm going to serve God for the rest of my life. Verse 37. I like to, because you need to get this, right? He said, and she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. You can't find these women today. There's not too many people like this today. And she coming in that instant gave thanks likewise unto the Lord and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. Now, what I want to, before I go forward, what I want to show you here, because you have to get these things, is that Simeon never told her anything. Simeon spoke, but she was in the back or somewhere in the church, and she didn't know. Simeon never told her. Okay? Simeon did not have to point out the child. She had a direct contact with God. My, somebody, come on. Do you know that you can touch God? You seek God and God will bless you. And here this woman never departed from the temple day and night, praying and fasting, coming in at the same time, and she also had a revelation. Now, what were we talking about? The knowledge of God. By studying, by waiting on God, God's going to reveal the knowledge to you and himself to you. Help me. And when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee. They went back home to their own city of Nazareth. But the child grew and walked strong in what? Spirit. Filled with wisdom. I'm showing you how we ought to grow. The anointing, the spirit, and wisdom. And the grace of God was upon him. Now, if you go down further, in closing down there, you see where Jesus, the 52nd, Jesus increased in wisdom. Now, if he had to increase in wisdom, what about you and I? And he's the Son of God. That's why you need a church. He increased. Somebody said, he just came down and he had all the wisdom. No. He increased in wisdom. And stature. All right, let me back up a little bit. He went down to Nazareth, right? Verse 51. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject. See that word? was subject unto them, but his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. She was a wonderful lady. Now, Jesus came also to save the Gentiles. Okay? But you remember now, he had to wait until the children were filled. We had those lessons with the Syrophoenician woman. He said, it's not me to take the children's bread and give it to the dogs. And she didn't get upset and walk away. You know, she could have gotten mad. She would have real mad. But when you want something from God, you're going to be like Gideon's men. What did they do? They lopped like a dog. When you really want a touch from God, you don't care what nobody say. When you really get to loving the Lord, words doesn't matter to you. You love God. I love the Lord. You love the Lord. And love's long-suffering. It suffereth long. And this woman said, true, Lord, but the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. Jesus said, I have not seen so great a faith in Israel. And her daughter was healed. You don't care what anybody call you, as long as you get your miracles, as long as you get your blessing, right? I heard somebody say, that's right. That is good. Now, I'm heading into, because we're explaining the Gentiles. It was prophesied before, or from the foundation of the world, the Gentiles would be saved. We've had those. Paul speaks of the mystery that was kept secret from the foundation of the world, that the Gentiles should be saved. Now, let me give you a little more until Sunday. I love teaching this church. We're going to go forward now in the book of Acts. Okay? And we've had some of these lessons. We know we've had the lesson where Cornelius was the first Gentile. We'll touch it again, but not tonight. Cornelius was the first Gentile convert. Now, the apostles could not understand. And go to, when they learn of the blessings and the salvation of God to the Gentiles, they couldn't understand. But over in the 11th chapter, where is it? In the 11th chapter of Acts, yes, go down to verse 17, okay? Mark your Bible. I'm going so you can piece it together now. For as much then as God gave them like gifts, as he did us. That's the Gentiles. Peter was, what happened in Acts 10, when Peter went back to Jerusalem, he had to rehearse it because there was a lot of people up there upset with him. You went into Gentiles. You eat with men of uncircumcised heart or whatever. So Peter was rehearsing what happened to up there. And so in verse 17, for as much then as God gave them the like gift as he did unto us who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. What was I, or who was I, that I should withstand God? Powerfully. And when they heard these things, what did they do? They glorified, or they held their peace, and glorified God, saying, you have to get this part. That's why we came here. Saying, read loud. Then at God also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life. Somebody shout. Somebody praise the Lord. When they heard what was going on, or had gone and taken place among the Gentiles, they held their peace. Because remember now, that God was doing a new thing. But it was prophesied in the scriptures. And they couldn't understand it. They couldn't understand it. But when Peter explained chapter 10 of the book of Acts, and he explained in chapter 11, then they had to hold their peace. Because God was doing something brand new. The gospel was going to the Gentiles. God was going to work among the Gentiles. Amen. And the gospel would come to the Gentiles until the fullness of the Gentiles be brought in. I explained to you that the Gentile times began from the way back in Nebuchadnezzar's time with the image. Remember the image? You have to know these things. Taking my time. Gold, help me. Silver, brass, iron, and clay toes and mingle with iron. Do you get that? You cannot miss. That's the times of the Gentiles. And right now we're down in toes with clay and iron. That's why things are so brittle. But the thing, can you imagine clay and iron holding up gold, which is more valuable and heavier? So the thing is top heavy. Government, the world, human, is top heavy right now. That's why we have so much chaos and all, and you putting your confidence in it. But you've got to understand now, how close are we to the second coming? All right. What God did, the statue represent humanity, human government. Now, Nebuchadnezzar was the head of gold. Gold is more valuable. Okay? More heavier, more valuable. Then silver. Then brass. Do you see how it's getting lower? But he said, but we've got increase and we're smarter. We have technology. But look how brittle it is. Huh? Would you build your house with clay? Mingled. The man built his house on the sand. But you don't understand, because we don't know prophecy, how brittle it is. We put something confidence in the world. The stock markets can collapse overnight. I mean, the world go in chaos overnight. You don't have confidence. It's very brittle. But blessed is the man that puts his trust in God. He shall be as Mount Zion, which shall never be moved. So you've got to understand now that you need to put your trust in God. This Bible, the Lord says, come buy of me gold. What is it? The word of God. Gold tried in fire. And white raiment that you might be clothed. You cannot put your confidence in what's going on right now, because it's top heavy. Yes, because a little stone, you might not see, but blessed are your eyes, for they see. If you could see a little stone being formed, that has been formed, it's getting stronger and larger, but yet in comparison to the system of the world, it's a little stone. And that's the kingdom of God that's hewn out of the mountain without hands. Amen. Without the help. God is establishing a kingdom without the help of humanity. And his kingdom will be an everlasting kingdom that will never come to an end. No one, I feel good. No one can overturn the kingdom of God that is to be established upon the earth. I mean, they'll try. Psalms 2. Why do the heathen rage? And the people imagine a vain thing. We thank God for the government, human government, because we need it right now. But our hope is in the government of God. Our hope is in... I want to talk about this more Sunday morning. Our hope is in the kingdom, because thy kingdom come. When his kingdom come, the will of God will be done on the earth, even as it is in heaven. So from the start of the Gentile times, that runs for how long? It's going to climax into the kingdom of God. There won't be any other kingdom established when the image comes to an end. It will be the kingdom of God, and his kingdom will never be destroyed. And in the future, I have a lesson that I will, a scripture that just touched my heart this morning. In 1 Corinthians 15, where he says, then cometh the end. When he, that's Christ now, shall deliver it over, that's the millennium kingdom, delivered up the kingdom to God, that God, his Father, might be all in all. That scripture just touched me so much. Then come at the end.
When he shall have
verse 30, what? 24. Look at it.
Then come at the end.
Yeah, just give me a few minutes more here, because it's good. Then come at the end.
When he shall.
That's Christ. After everything is made subject, and the last enemy to be destroyed is dead. Then come at the end.
When he shall
have delivered up the kingdom of God, or the kingdom to God,
even the Father,
when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power, for he must reign till he had put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy. Somebody, is anybody out there can shout a little bit? The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. For he had put all things under his feet. But when he said all things are put under him, it is manifested that he is accepted, which did put all things under him. Somebody ought to shout. And when all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him. That God. Somebody shout. Come on, church. Somebody shout. Somebody clap your hands. Give the Lord the praise. That God may be all in all. Woo! Hallelujah. Wonderful. Wonderful. Woo! So back to where was I? About the times at the Gentiles. And they saw that God had granted, now this powerful,
repentance
to life. I want to read again. Repentance unto life. Do you understand what repentance is? He's not just saying a few couple of words and you're gone. God grant the Gentiles, grant us repentance unto life. That's eternal life. Repentance unto life. That's life eternal in Jesus Christ. Now, go to the last chapter in closing of Acts. Acts 28, and I close right there for tonight. The last part of the chapter, when the Jews rejected the Messiah. And read from verse 25. But we need to read a little bit more, 23. Read fast. And when they had appointed him a day, that's Paul, there came many to him, to his lodging, to whom he expounded, there it is, and testified what I'm doing tonight, the kingdom of God, persuading, see that? If you walk out here, you don't believe, you don't get nothing. Here's what Paul did. Persuading them concerning Jesus, both out of the law of Moses and out of the prophets from morning. Do you see how long they stayed in church? That would kill you, right? That would kill you. That's why you're going to have your little pencil and paper sit in the back. Okay, you didn't have much time in school. Read on. Notice here, you have that all the time. Somebody say, oh, well, you go to that church, you believe. Hey, some believe and some don't. Yeah. It's ever since been. And some believe. And when they had appointed, where am I? And some believe the things which were spoken, and some didn't believe. So that's normal. But you make sure you believe. And don't let nobody talk you into unbelief. And when they agreed not among themselves, they departed. After that, Paul had spoken one word. Well spake the Holy Ghost by Isaiah the prophet unto her fathers, saying, go unto these people and say, hearing, you can sit in church, you can sit there, and you're hearing, but you can't hear. Hearing, ye shall hear, and shall not understand. And seeing, ye shall see, and not perceive. For, here's a problem, the heart of these people is wax gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have they closed, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart. You see, how important and the work that has to be done? You have to see with your eyes, hear with your ear, and something has to be done in your heart. And understand with their hearts and should be converted, and I should heal them. Be it known therefore unto you. See where the Gentiles open up? Are you following me? That the salvation of God is sent unto the Gentiles, and that they, come on, shout. Are you hearing it tonight? And that they will hear it. Amen. That's all. Do you understand how you see how I take my time and bring you and show you? The salvation is sent to the Gentiles for how long? Until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. It's over. We don't have a lot of time. That's why you judge by prophecy. So you need to be in a church that explaining. Okay? I have got nothing about against Sunday school. But you can't just take some little Sunday school books and get up and explain from that. You've got to get into the Word of God. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Be known. Right on time. Therefore unto you that the salvation of God is sent unto the Gentiles, and that they will hear. And aren't you glad tonight that we have a church that has caught it? We hear the joyful sound. Are you glad tonight that you are in a church? You could be somewhere tonight that they, you know, line out table and you sit around talking about programs and what we're going to do and what we're going to do, and you don't understand that. But here tonight, I didn't offer you nothing different from what they have, what's sent to the Gentiles, that the salvation of God is sent to the Gentiles. Not all, but many, from the rising of the sun to the going down thereof. My name shall be great among the Gentiles. Thank God tonight that we love his name. What a wonderful time. You enjoy that? You enjoy that tonight? Woo! Ha-ha. You enjoy that? God bless you tonight. God bless you. God bless you.